The Midnight Library by Matt Haig, read by Bryony Hannah. I'm sorry, she told Neil in the scruffy little windowless box of an office. My cat died last night and I had to bury him. Well, someone helped me bury him, but then I was left alone in my flat and I couldn't sleep and forgot to set the alarm and I didn't wake up till midday and then had to rush. This was all true, and she imagined her appearance, garnished with a general air of tired despair, would back her up. Neil looked up from his computer and leaned back in his chair.
Listen, Nora, I like you.
Neil was harmless, a 50-something guitar aficionado who liked cracking bad jokes, and I know you've got mental health stuff. Everyone's got mental health stuff. You know what I mean. I'm feeling much better, generally, she lied. It's not clinical. The doctor says it's situational depression. It's just that I keep on having new situations. But I haven't taken a day off sick for it all, apart from when my mum... Yeah, apart from that. Neil sighed.
Nora, how long have you worked here?
12 years and, she knew this too well, 11 months and 3 days, on and off.
That's a long time. I feel like you're made for better things. You're in your late 30s.
I'm 35.
You've got so much going for you. You teach people piano.
One person.
He brushed a crumb off his sweater. Did you picture yourself stuck in your hometown working in a shop? You know, when you were 14. What did you picture yourself as?
At 14? A swimmer. She'd been the fastest 14-year-old girl in the country at breaststroke and second fastest at freestyle. She remembered standing on a podium at the National Swimming Championships.
So what happened?
She gave the short version. It was a lot of pressure.
Pressure makes us, though. You start off as coal and the pressure makes you a diamond.
She didn't correct his knowledge of diamonds. She didn't tell him that while coal and diamonds are both carbon, coal is too impure to be able, under whatever pressure, to become a diamond. According to science, you start off as coal and you end up as coal. Maybe that was the real life lesson.